Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So far in 2020, Lebanon has gone from 100 days of protests and revolution into 100 days of lockdown. The result? Devastating poverty running rampant across the country, according to Pierre Hosni of Horizons International.
Lately, there's been a social media kind of trend of Lebanese people just taking pictures of what's in their fridge. And it's basically showing empty fridges. Because people have really reached a level of poverty that we've never seen in Lebanon in our lifetimes.
This intense poverty stems largely from the same corruption that protesters fought against before quarantine began. But despite extreme poverty, local believers are still practicing generosity and mercy. Pray for God's spiritual grace and physical provision as Lebanon continues to face trial after trial. And finally, if you speak English and you live in the United States, you have full access to God's Word in dozens of translations and formats. The same cannot be said of U.S. deaf people, though. Their heart language is American Sign, which, like all of the world's sign languages, lacks a full Bible translation. Rob Myers of Door International says that's about to change.
In October, they're holding a celebration for the first sign language having access to the full Bible. And that is connected to the work that Deaf Missions has done. DOOR has been in partnership with Deaf Missions.
DOOR's also working with Deaf Harbor on a chronological Bible translation in ASL. So praise God for these developments and find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
The chronological Bible translation, more for communities that have never engaged with Scripture before.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.